son, Yanni Tanaka. One point is as follows. We will get Nedro of the week. I want to speak about the halachas of Chanukah also, to go into a little arichus on the halachas, on lumbus, on halach l'maisa, to know different inyanim halach l'maisa. But for now, I want to first speak about a little bit of the inyanim of Chanukah. Two basic points. One is a bach that you've heard every year, and you should hear it every year. It's a bach that you should chazer, probably you should read inside to yourself. Instead, you don't say, I lit candles last year, so I won't light this year. We light every year to reinstill ourselves old things. Every Chanukah, Avada, and every Yontif, you should work on finding new chedushim in the Yom. It's very important. New chedushim la'alocha, new chedushim la'lamdis. It's very important. But Avada, you have to also do the old. You have to do the oldies but goodies, the old things, the feelings of Shev Vaidot Hashem. So I want to read a Bach that you hear every year, that we all hear every year, that's Kedai once again this year to see the Bach. The Bach is as follows. The following Kasha. On Purim, they were Kaveya Purim for a Mishnah of a Simcha. We celebrate Purim, but by a Chi of Mishnah, there's an Inyan of Mishnah of a Simcha. On Chanukah, there's no Inyan Mishnah of a Simcha. This is an Inyan Ksas. If you do Halal Vaidah, it turns into a Suas Mitzvah. They weren't Kaveya as Yimei Mishnah of a Simcha. So the Bach he has one out. The Bach in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Siman Tov Reish Ayin, and the Bach asks, V'ika l'meida, ki gufa kasha, lama lo yikovim mishnah v'simcha, k'may b'purim. Now everybody knows the Terence on a very low level, because if you don't read the Bach carefully, so any Bach I would hear would respond back, that the reason why is because Chanukah, they attacked us. All the years I memorized the Bach, I heard it from my name, I never read it inside. So you memorize that in Chanukah, they attacked us spiritually. So we celebrate spiritually. On Purim, they attacked us physically, so we celebrated physically.
Spiritual also.
Sorry?
Purim was spiritual also.
Yeah, since it was also, the Iker was a physical attack, it didn't matter if you become fried Haman. Haman couldn't, Rahman al-Tzad, Haman didn't care if you were from a fry. It was a Lahashman Lahare every Yehudi. So therefore it's a physical attack on Klai. So we celebrate the physical part. That's how I always put the Bach. That's not what the Bach says. We'll read the Bach together. That's a mime. It's not the main part. It's not the Iker Nekuda of the Bach. We'll read together the Bach. Just, and it's Kedai to see it inside. You know, this is the Yesoidus of the Yontif of Chanukah. It's Kedai to hear inside what the Bach says. The Bach says as follows. I'll read it. This way, you'll decide. I'll borchi yivcha. V'nira. The Bepurim, Iker HaGzera, Paisa. The main Sibas HaGzera. He doesn't say the main Gzera was to kill all Yidden. The main Siva Sakzera, the cause, Ikra Xer Isa, the cause of the Xer Lafisha, Nenu Misudasa Shloisa Russia, because we had enough from his party. Our mistake was a physical mistake. That veir we did was we nene from Misuda. We went to Suda Sakhshresh and had pleasure. Valke Nigzer Aleim Laharig La'adir Esagufim Shenenu Miachila Vishtiya. Since our mistake was that we had enough from the party, because they were nana mechilishtiya. The Aveir was not Aveir Shebaguf. Oibazoid Xer was on our guf. He says, Shenana mechilishtiya shall iser, the simchu mishnah shall iser. They had a simcha mishnah iser, so that's why the Xer was to kill us. Uksha asu tshuva, inu nafshaisa, when they did tshuva, they fasted. Again, that was the tshuva. The Aveir was anos aguf. The Gzeira was against their gufim. The tshuva was to be ma'ana their guf. They paid themselves. They had tanesim. The k'moisha omra Esther leich kenoisus kol ha'yehudim v'al toichlu v'al tishtu shloishes yamin. The refigach kavim l'mishtav yantav. So v'zoi, when they decided to make the day of Purim a yantav, they made it mishtah and yantav lizkar ikra nes, to remember the nes. The whole nes was we had anah shel iser. Our tshuva was ma'ana, our gufim, and the kapara was, and taka it happened, Baruch Hashem, that our gufim were saved. They threatened our gufim, because the aveir was an aveir of the guf, and the result, when they remember the nes, you make it a day of hanas haguf, of nishtar simcha. Now we have nishtar simcha, shal heter. That's Purim. Avol b'chanaka ikra gzeir ha'isa, the main gzeir, the cause, was not for a physical aveir. It could be that Tzur of Klai Yisrael was very physically doing things right. But the Aveira is Al Shesrashlu B'Avoida. The Gzeira was the Gzeira for laziness in Avoida. It was in the hearts. It was Esrashlus. Esrashlus means it was feelings of a laziness, of a cheapening and avoida, a lack of zrizus. It's a dvarim shevalev. The avay was something in the heart of the Jewish person. It was Esrashlus b'avoida. Valkein hoysag zeru levatel mehem avoida. I bazei the gzeira against them was the ruchnis the gzeira. The gzeira was, oh, you misrash of avoida. The gzeira against Klaisos to lose the avoida. The Tanya Mibraisa, Shagazir Aleim Oise Arasha, Levat La Tomin. Oise Arasha was Mivatal the Tomin. He was Mivatal the Tomin, is the Pshat Avoida. The Tomin represents Avoida, the Chol Yom Yom, the Karbonis, the Tomin that happens every single day. So he was Mivatel, the Tamid, V'oid, Amar Lehem, Mitzvah Achas Yesh B'yadam. He says, one more mitzvah, Ma'atem Mivatel Aysa M'yadam, Kvarim Avudim. If you Mivatel this mitzvah that lost, Ve'ezezu Adloks Menoyra, Shekosavah, Lahalis Ner Tamid. Notice he attacked it in consistency. The Tamid, which is every day, and Lahadlok Ner Tamid, the Ner. He attacked the areas of consistency. Because what was their chet? His srashlus bavoida. What happens when something's cheap and avoida, a little lazy? What suffers? Consistency. It doesn't say it wasn't an aveira in action. In action, we were doing it. But we were doing it as a srashlus. It wasn't with a consistency. It was when you do something lazily, it doesn't have the consistency. So the attack is always on the area we're weak. So they attacked the mevatel the tamid, and the mevatel menoyrs lahalis ner tamid. And even the lashon of the Chazal that the Bach brings, is called manshmad likin oisay tamim em oimdim. If Klal Yisrael does it consistently and always, they stand. But if they don't do it consistently, then they don't stand. So the gzeir is against consistency. The gzeir is we can't kill Klal Yisrael. Your avei was not averish beguf. Your avei was not averish belev. So we're attacked in exactly the area we're weak. We're weak in an esrash, a certain laziness. So they attack us in tamid, in consistency. We don't want the tamid shall call yoyim the yoyim, and we don't want the ner tamid. Because we know when you have tamidus, when you have consistency, that's when Klai Yisrael has best. If you're weak in this, we can attack you in this. Omdu v'timu kol hashmanim. So they went ahead and they were tamid all the oils. It wasn't by mistake they were tamid the oils. They looked for the oils to destroy lahalis ner tamid, to destroy the consistency. U'kshachazu b'tshuva. So what was the tshuva? Limsar nashim al avoida. The tshuva is they were maisin nefesh for avoida. The tshuva is they were maisin nefesh for avoida. That's the tshuva. The tshuva is mesiris nefesh for avoida. That's the opposite of his rashlus. His rash is a lack of zrizus, a lack of care, a lack of tmidus. The tshuva is mesiris nefesh for avoida Hashem. It's about care. Give it all. To give it your all. Enough laziness. Enough atzlus. Enough rashlus. The tshuva is limser nafshem avoida, to be maisin nevish avoida Hashem. Hayshiyam Hashem l'idei kehanim oib de avoida. Mimela they were saved through the kehanim who did the avoida, because now you have tshuva. Now you're zeichet to be saved by those who do the avoida beis Hashem. Al kei nasa neis gam kei b'neiris tach l'sher ha'iru nafshem lo musalkim avoida, because they gave up their lives to die for the avoida. L'figuch l'ikob me l'halad l'hoida shi avoida shebelev. So why is it l'halad l'hoidais? Because that's avoida. The gzeira, our chet, was a weakness in avoida. Ibazai, the gzeira was against avoida, against midas. The tshuva was we mechazik in avoida. And Ibazai, the way to celebrate Chanukah is b'avoida. What's avoida? Lahal loydas. That's avoida shebelev. Is again negation. What's lahal loydas? Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, not just serving Hashem, but with halal and aida, with a tanz. With a dance, with an enthusiasm. Lahal lahoidus represents enthusiasm. It says, just to bring up, there's a word from the I think from the Alchot Kelm they say this word. I heard it from Reb Bowman, Nachum Bowman's in the Brain of Racha. I think he said it from the Alchot Kelm. He said on this word that lahal lahoidus and dancing, and this nikud of hal lahoidah is enthusiasm. He said that by the Maisa of the Eagle, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael serving. That Klal Yisrael is being over the eagle. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears, and he goes down, and when he sees it, he says he's angry, and he breaks the luchas. So he asks, what did he see when he came down? Hashem already told him it. He still was coming down with the luchas. Break it in Shemayim. He sees it, and then so you could say, Eina doy mishmi el ri'ir. Seeing affects different than hearing. That's the Pashat Mahalach people say. He saw it. There's one thing Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe saw. If you look at the Pesukim, Hashem told Moshe everything except one thing, the chaylis, the circles, the dancing. He told him everything. He told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what Klai Yisrael was doing. He didn't tell him about the dancing. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, because he sees it, exactly what Hashem said with the eagle, and one thing new he sees, dancing. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman Goldman said as follows, I think from Albert Kelm, that he heard about all the rad they were doing. He said, I'll come down. And I'll say a fiery shmooze. They'll hear epis of shmooze that will get him fired up. Come tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Musa to Klai Yisrael before, he wasn't worried. They can have the luchas. When he saw the enthusiasm, they were chaylus. He saw they weren't just doing averus, they were doing with enthusiasm. He broke the luchas. They need something desperate then. Then a Musa shmooze won't work. They need, once there's enthusiasm, lera, then already they need more than a shmooze. The break, they need shock therapy to break the luchas. That's already enthusiastic about the ra. It's true, the ra is more true to toiv. Lahal v'ohoy, this is the pshat that the aveira was belayed. The aveira was belayed. The aveira was a srashlos. The tshuva was a tshuva that there was a nefesh. Enthusiasm, mesias nefesh, with alakots, with abren. Mesias nefesh. Oy bezoy, they were zoych to nisim. What were the nisim? Through the Kehan Wadaib the Avoida, who lead the Avoida. And I say when we celebrate the Yom with Hal Vaida, with Avoid Shabalay, with a brand, Chanukah is about a new passion, a Hal Vaida, a singing to the Rabbeinu Shlomim, a joy, a passion. That's the order of events. Stam, as we see here, is such a different view of world events. You see many Chidushim, this Bach is something you could study every day of your life and you'll gain from it. The Bach is a music of Bach in a lot of ways. First of all, you see in Einish, part attacks us where we're weak. The guy can only attack. I heard Moshe Sternbach say, this is the first time in the history of the Jewish people that the guy is being Moshe Nefesh to kill us, the Arabs. Never in the history of the Yidden have we been attacked in the Mesiras Nefesh. Nobody ever killed themselves to kill us.
Any war in people die.
They die. They're not going to die. They're going in the hope nobody will die. Here in Mitzchila, they're blowing themselves up. They're dying. It's not a serious nevish to fight war. In your mind, you delude yourself. Nobody will die. You hope you won't be the one. Rahman al-Tzlan. Here, the person, the guy is going knowing he's the one who's dying. But as long as he brings down Yidden. Never in the history of the Jewish people, as Sternbach said, have we been attacked if somebody gives their lives to kill us. Never. They'll attack us, hoping they'll beat us. But never will a person say, I'll die. No problem. We won't exist as long as you don't exist. Never. And Moshe Sternbach said, it's very Negei Chanukah. Moshe Sternbach, I heard him say it, I heard him from his mouth. And he said that we're being this rational Mesiras Nefesh, and this Bach. The guy attacked us in the exact year you're weak. Purim, we were Nenef in the Sudar Guf, the Naverish of a Guf. Vice, there wasn't so much wrong with the way by Purim. So he was Zoy, the guy attacks exactly where we're weak. So the Zoy, the guy attacks our Guf. Haman could say, Lahash Melagas, call you the Chanukah, we were weak. In Israshlus, I was saying they could attack us in a look in a sense. They attack and pull away in the Shamas. Rev Sternbach said, if the guy attacks from Mesiras Nefesh, because we're weak from Mesiras Nefesh. We're not Mesiras Nefesh enough in Torah and Torah's values. Rev Sternbach said, that's the Israel in the back. They attack us, we're weak. The other Nakuda, the Malbim says, what is the Inyan? I speak about this on the Megillah, on Purim. In this Bach, it's important to see, to look at world events differently. The Bach, the Maal Meser Kasha, what is the Inyan of Refuah Kaidim HaMakah? We know Hashem always sends the Refuah before the Makah. Before He sends the Makah, it's already the Refuah place. So the Bach says, what's the big idea? The Mashal, the Purim story. The Gemara says, in the Purim, the Maisa Purim, before we had the Nesa Purim, Esther was already in the palace. Things are already set up. Things kaidim Hashem said to before Haman makes his gzeir, Esther is ready to take him to the palace. Achashverosh kills Vashti. Things happen before the Makkah. So the Malach asks the obvious question: what does it help us? What does your four kaidim Makkah help you? If a person's an Eis Sara, a person Rachman Tzlan, I'll give you two stories. Tell me which is better. Rachman Tzlan, a guy is diagnosed. He walks into the doctor. Rachman Tzlan, Leilena. He walks into the doctor. And the doctor says, Mr. Johnson, you have an incurable case of cancer. incurable. You have a week to live. To live. He walks out, gets a second opinion and a third opinion. They all say the same thing. You have a week. Mr. Johnson, enjoy your last week. Your week to live, incurable cancer. Mr. Johnson spends that week davening and davening and davening. On day number 7, he was very, very schwach. They said 1 week extra was not a chance longer. Day number 7, two possibilities could happen to him. He has a Yeshua. He gets saved. The doctor takes an x-ray. It's amazing. Your body starts producing white blood cells all of a sudden in the right number. They attack back the other blood cells. Nisim, Gluyim, Hashem sent God, saved you. And we all believe, all Maminim now, that's it. We all believe in the Rebbeinu Shem, all the doctors, they all check. It's amazing. We witnessed the miracle. All your tefillos were answered. You daven Mr. Johnson all week, you answer. That happens. Or after a week, the doctors come to him and they say, Mr. Johnson, they call him back in. They say, we made a mistake. We looked at the wrong x-rays. When you passed around doctor to doctor, by mistake, the first doctor gave you a different patient who was lifted about 3 years ago, his x-rays, not yours. And you brought those x-rays along. The second and third doctor, they were looking at somebody else's x-rays. We looked at the right corner. We saw the bottom. We didn't say, Mr. Johnson, we noticed. We apologize for the inconvenience. Any inconvenience we have caused you, Mr. Johnson. Kitzad Varim. The Kitzad Varim is, so which is better for the guy? Which is better for the person? If there's no mind on the second one, ha ha, joke's on you. There are fools there the whole time. Ha ha. Mr. Johnson, jokes on you, they're fools. What's the mind of the fool? I thought I had the same exact shash, the same exact worry. What's the big idea that you tricked me? They're fools there the whole time. There was never really a problem. You only thought it was only in your mind. What if it doesn't help the guy out? He was under the same duress. He had the same tefillos. If anything, if I cared, he says, you see, my tefillos weren't needed. If I cared, if anything, he'd say, what does it do for the guy? What is he? You tricked him, so now he just feels upset that he went through it already. So what does it help me to fool? What does it help? What's the milo? What does it do? What is the point that Hashem works with Fuah Kaidamaka? Why is that unhug in the world that the fool is always there the whole time? And the answer that Malbim says is mamish this bach. That our glasses on world events are wrong. We picture world events, and we picture the Mice of Hanukkah much the same. We picture world events as follows. Gzera, Tzara, is it Tzara? Because of the Tzara, there's Tefillah, and because of the Tefillah, we get to the desired result of the Yeshua, the salvation. That's the world event. We describe Tzara, the guy you want to be Messiah, that causing him to convert at terrible rates, to leave Yiddishkeit. Tzara, Tshuva, some yidna mice never retire, Shuva, and then the desired result of Yeshua. Rabba Natan, you have the wrong glasses of world events. That's not what happens. The what's the means, what's the ends? It looks like the ends is the Yeshua, and the means, the chetimsa, is the tefillah. The tshuva is a chetimsa, it's not the word. The real events, the first event, the real event is chet, it's not the gzera. Because of Chet, this is really this. Because of Chet, Chet is the first event, not the Gzeirah. The first event is Chet. After Chet comes the Gzeirah. The Gzeirah is the means, not the Gzeirah is the means, the middle event. Chet, Gzeirah, and the Tshuva is the ends. The Tshuva is the ends. End the story, Tshuva, you can end the story. You can end the Megillah, Klai Yisrael, the Tshuva. You can end the Chanukah, Yemais Nefesh, without any Yeshua. The Yeshua is not the ends. The ends is the Tshuva. Not the Tshuva, the male is Yeshua, because there's no longer a need for the Gzeirah. The end and the desire, the end of the story is the Tshuva. The end of the Chanukah story is that the Yemais Nefesh could fight the Greeks. The Yemais Nefesh, there was a Srashlos in Avodah. Story. Laziness in Avodah, Srashlos. Gzeirah against Avodah. A gzeira, you can no longer have the tumid. You can no longer have consistency. You have a laziness. Then we're going to take away avodah from you. You lose the tumid. You lose the ner Hanukkah. You lose the ner, the halos ner tumid. You lose consistency. You lose avodah b'tmidus. If you're lazy, you don't value to do day in day out. You don't value to do with enthusiasm. You don't value Avodas Hashem. You just do it. Like this, you lose it. You can't have enthusiastic Yiddishkeit. You can't have the tzedus. You lose lahalos ner tamid. You lose the tamid and you lose your enthusiasm. You get it taken away by the goyim. That's the means. Because of what you caused by your chet. And the end is, we're not lazy anymore. We once again are moisei nefesh yiddishkeit. End the story. If they would have lost the Muhammad, the story, it's not part of the story where they would have lost the Muhammad. Not part of the story. Mimela they win a Muhammad. That's only Mimela. Mimela they win a Muhammad because they did a tshuva. The end of the story. Oh, Derecha, you want to know what happened? They won the Muhammad. There's no longer a need for the Gzeirah. You can have back your avodas of Mimela. The goyim will kill. The goyim will stop. Mimela they fall away. That's not part of the story. Zot the Malbim. That's pshat. Refuah kain mamake. The refuah was there the whole time to show that if you look at the order of events, the refuah is not even at the end. Because the goal wasn't the tefillah as a chatimson to get the refuah. The tefillah was the end of the story. Oh, by the way, Mr. Johnson, it wasn't you, was it? There was no refuah, there wasn't the story. The story was Mr. Johnson's chet. Mr. Johnson's tefillah turning to Hashem is the end of the story. Chet. Yana machlo ba'adak, you end the story, the tshuva. Oh, is he healed? Oh, the whole time, there's no problem. That wasn't the issue. That mimela falls away. So to teach us that, Hashem makes it, your fool was there at all time. To teach us important lesson, to give us the right glasses on world event. And you see that the tzara that comes to Klaisel is supposed to be a Rebbe. It's Reb tzara, it's not tzara. Tzaras are a Rebbe. Tzaras are pasha, a teacher to Klaisel. They teach us we are being Yisrael. It takes our Gedolim science to understand where in the Tzara, how do we find what we're Yisrael in. But Tzaras are a teacher, and that's what this Bach says over here. So it's a very poor to say over this Bach Stam, say over that. This is what I've heard this said over by many. I heard this Bach Barabbas said over by many. That Purim we were attacked, it's not the Bach says, but Chlona, he says. Purim we were attacked our body, so we celebrate with the body. Chanukah we were attacked on our Guf, on the Shama, so Ruch Nisdek, so we celebrate and the Ruch Nisdek away. Wrong, it's not close. That is not only wrong, it's the Hepach of the Bach. That's stressing that the main event is they're being attacked. That's the main problem, that they're being attacked. You missed the boat. The Gamri, you didn't see the Bach. But it's like the Hepach of the Bach. That's like the Hepach of the Malbim, it's the Hepach of the world blesses. That word is Kemat a tray for word. Kemat. Because that's the Dogish is the way we were attacked. It's not what the Bach said at all. Chanukah, the way you'll say, Beis Hashem, you should say the Bach to yourselves, to your families, to your friends, the way you should internalize the Bach, and that's what he says, is on Chanukah, the Chet was a Chet believe. Memela we were attacked, that's only Memela. The Chet was a Chet believe. So the celebration is Avodah believe. The Akras celebration is Avodah, is Halvodah. The Chet was a Strashlus, the laziness. The celebration is enthusiasm. Celebrations, lahoydus lahalal. Haydah, thank you Hashem, halal, enthusiasm to the Rosh Hashanah. That's a celebration. Nothing to do with how, we were only attacked because of the problem. So Chanukah, the reason why we celebrate lahoydus lahalal, we celebrate belay with enthusiasm, is because our chet was this rashless laziness. And our Yeshua came about because we were maisa nefesh, because of enthusiasm. Allah called us mitzias nefesh. Oh, by the way, they attacked us, and that was just to teach us. But that's not the point. The chet was belayed, the tshuva was belayed, we celebrate belayed. And on Purim, the chet was beguf. The ikur chet was nene, they made a false cheshbon. The ikur chet was a vice. Was there behind the scenes, every chet should beguf has behind the scenes, aver shibud, I don't know. It's a good kasha. I don't know the answer. But the Bach says the ikur chet was beguf. The ikur chet was beguf. If the Ikur Chet was Beguf, somehow, even the Taifa somehow might be called the Chet Beguf. Even if it's Rashlus Bavoida, that's called Belev. Why this is, I don't know. Somebody else bigger than me to explain, smarter than me. But I'm just going, this is what the Bach says. Over there was a Chet Beguf. The Chet was Beguf, the Tshuva was Beguf. The Tshuva was Inun. The Tshuva was Beguf. Ibazai, we celebrate Beguf. That's the Bach. Nothing else is the Bach. And the Bach's been distorted. I've heard it many times. My own ears distorted. That is the Bach. This other verse that we were attacked. The quote. If somebody wants to say in their own time, that's not the quoting. The Bach's the mechaber of this verse, as far as I know. This is what the Bach says. That's point number one. And about it, Agav, it doesn't take. Avada ar avoida on Chanukah is to work on enthusiasm for Yiddishkeit. Lahal vohoidos is to appreciate, to work on, to serve Hashem with enthusiasm, with a hergish. To serve Hashem with real hergeshim. Not mitzvah noshma modded, but with real hergeshim. The opposite of this, Rashi, is mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh. What's the nefesh? What does the word nefesh mean? Paskin chumash. What's it nefesh? It's mitzayinchem. Engages nafshechem. Means if you want, if you have a rotzen. Mesiras nefesh. The simple word means give with all rotzen, with desire. Kol nafshecha means with all your rotzen. Means give up your life. Your rotzen is the mahosin adam. Give up all your rotzen. With ala koichas, with all her yeshim, serve Hashem. Enthusiasm, mesiras nefesh. That's point number one. I want to make a chanukah. This is something we have to vada work on. We have a week left to work on this nikud, to learn with enthusiasm, to do mitzvah enthusiasm, to daven with the mesiras nefesh, to daven with koichas. That's point number one. Point number two is something Rav Hirsch says. The mitzvah, it's a unique mitzvah. The mitzvah of chanukah is very unique. It's ner ishu beisan. It's a mitzvah on the bayis. Ner ishu beisan. Where do you find a mitzvah on the bayis? All other mitzvahs aren't
Shabbos.
You don't find, it's true, Ner Shabbos, just Shalom Bayis, you do find that. So sorry, there's a neg on the bayis, that's your lois, a neg on the bayis, it's true. But the mitzvah of Sukkos, each person, Luminescent, don't say a Luminescent per household. What is it about the Ner Chanukah? I shouldn't say where you find, I don't found things. It's true, Shalom Bayis, Saras and Bayis, it's Lashon Hara, as through discussions amongst people, amongst Tevra. There's mezuzah, shemiras habayis. I rephrase the question. But what is it about this mitzvah? Those mitzvahs, mezuzah, let's call the shemiras habayis. The rabbis say, "I'll call that." Let's call the mitzvah a mitzvah on the bayis. The bayis has to. Everybody walks into the bayis, and you're going in, going out. You remember Hashem. Okay, so it's something the whole bayis to do. Shalom bayis is the ner Shabbos. What is ner Chanukah that it's ner ishu beisai? What is it that it's a chiv in the bayis? That every household has to have, not getting involved now, the lumbus will speak about what the mitzvah is. That ayin as he's here, what the mahajin is, mahajin, mahajin, what's it be maisif, ain't kind of coming right now. What's the mitzvah, what is the dachanuk that's a chiv on the bayis? And keep in mind, Avada, that the Yeshua, what is, you'll say, because the Yeshua came out through a household. The Yeshua came out from Atisio and his five children. So, how come for passion? Why did Yeshua come out through a bayis? To a house. And Rav Hirsch's masbir as follows. Chanukah is the Golus Yom Tov, is the send-off into Golus. And Rav Hirsch's masbir, very almost point, I've said before, I want to say it, I had a different clarity this year in this point. I was going to read it inside, but it's late already. It's the first, it's the second piece, I think the first piece he has on Kislev, the second piece on Kislev, Rav Hirsch says this. And he says as follows. What is it that sends Klal Yisrael to Golus? It's as follows. Rav Hirsch had a theory that is a shocking theory that he held we should do. It's very shocking. Rav Hirsch had a theory that we should close down shuls for 100 years. Don't fall off your seats. Rav Hirsch said we should close all shuls for 100 years. Rav Hirsch had such a... I don't know if he meant it l'maisa. He wanted to close down shuls for 100 years. I'll tell you what his theory is based on. Rav Hirsch said as follows, that the following things happen in Yiddishkeit. People think we have communal events, we have davening, tefillah, we come to tzibur, minyan, vadi mechoyim. You come together in a minyan, a communal event, minyan. You have batim and drushes, we all gather together to learn Torah. So what people get in their minds, and this he says happens in the Mikdash, and no time is it more that way than the Beis HaMikdash. And we all came together three times a year, all Klaisel together. There were nisim b'chol yoyim, asar nisim, 10 miracles every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So what people tend to think is as follows. Yiddishkeit is a religion. They call it a religion. We do acts of service to Hashem. We serve Hashem. Acts of service. Okay, it's time to serve God, say davening. Davening, you're not serving God by davening. I'll tell you what you're doing in a minute. You're not serving God, I'll tell you what you're doing. So, okay, it's time, okay. They even call it the service, time, the services. You know what I mean? They call it the services. Okay, service time. Okay, it's the services. Page 2. Everybody is asked to look at page 45. Service. It's time for the services. Okay, let's serve God. You have a yarmulke as the front entrance of the shul. It's time for service. Okay, put on your yarmulke. Now we serve God, we're here. We do this also. It's easier when you hear it in extremes. We do this also. So you sit, you put on the yarmulke, you serve Hashem. Put on your hat and jacket. I was serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. I learn, I come to this message, it's fine, okay. God, it's your time now. So let me learn a little later. Okay? It's my time now. Down to the lunchroom. It's my time. I finished break. Bein Hasdarim. Bein Hasdarim! That was service time. That's my time. That's what people feel. Avada d'pshat is that all our lives is to the service of Hashem. B'chol masecha d'eyu. All our lives is the service of Hashem. Every breath, every second, every breath is the service of Hashem. Our entire lives is dedicated to the service of Hashem. We're supposed to talk in a certain way because we're serving Hashem. We're supposed to act and we're supposed to eat in a certain way. We're supposed to make brachas, only eat certain food our whole lives. All our seconds of our lives are dedicated to Hashem. Because no, we don't do acts of service. When we daven, davening is called lispalo, to imbue in yourself something. Lispalo is reflexive, you do it to yourself. Pilo means to do something to yourself, do something myself, do it to Hashem. I'm serving God. No. Pilo, you're imbuing in yourself. Pilo even means to judge oneself. The word pilo means to judge oneself or to view in oneself. It's reflexive. Judge myself. I'm talking to God. Davening is a way that you're supposed to serve Hashem all your life. You daven 3 times a day to make sure when you walk out of daven, you serve Him better. You daven to Hashem to remind that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. To talk to Hashem, to reconnect. So when you walk out, you serve Hashem weiter. So you're doing something you're imbuing in yourself. You're judging yourself. You're checking out. Am I still connected to Hashem? So if a guy davened then goes out and acts like, he didn't accomplish the point of davening. Davening is for after davening. It's to do something to yourself. It's to make sure all our life we learn Torah, so we become Torah-dika people. Not I learn, that's what I give to Hashem, then I go down. We learn, and then mainly we eat differently, we talk differently, we daven differently, we do everything else differently. All our lives is service Hashem. When we have many times when we have very public displays, which is great, all the things that want to base a Migdash were to imbue in each Yachid and all the Yachidim of Klal Yisrael the need to serve Hashem. And it was a communal service of Hashem that reminded each Yachid when you left Shul to now serve Hashem with more enthusiasm, to serve Hashem with more Mesiris Nefesh. What happens many times, and that's the need for Galus, the Chosh says, is when we just serve Hashem communally in the base of Hashem, then we're done. Potter, we leave the yarmulke there, so then Hashem says, you lose this. You know what you have now? You lose the communal life. You lose the Beis HaMikdash. You lose that area that was really designed just to help you each yachid, the yachid in your house. You lose it. Now there's a much less thing of communal service. There's a less thing of the Beis HaMikdash. Now you know what the responsibility is, each bayis of each house. Now in Galus, you lose it because you were misusing it. Now I want you to work. The real goal is each bayis and bayis. Is that in your privacy of your home? When you're not in the public eye, what are you doing in the privacy of your home? And that the Yeshua of Chanukah, and this is the last Yeshua, the last Yom we celebrate before we go into this long Galus that we're still in today, is the send-off into Galus, Yimei Chanukah, is this lesson that Matisyo took his house, Matisyo Kohen Gadol took his bayis, his 5 children, and in the privacy of his home, without any communal, in the privacy of his home, he made idealistic Yidden. Yidden who willed to be most nefesh for Hashem. Yidden who lived Torah, who breathed Torah, was real to them in their bayis, in their home. Not, this wasn't just something in the street. This is when you're in your home talking to your wife to speak like a mensch. When you're home talking to your mother to talk like a mensch. When you're in your home talking to your brother to speak like a ben Torah. When you're in your home doing any meisim in your house to act like a ben Torah. And that's the issue of Chanukah that comes about with such a bayis. And that's the avodin goal is ner ishu beisai, to light up your house. Ner ishu beisai, to light up your house. To make sure your bayis is a place that's illuminated with the light of Torah. To make sure your house in the bayis, in the privacy of your home, not just tolling in the public gatherings, not just tolling when you walk into shul, in the privacy of your home, reverse says, ner ishu beisai. Now, avada if can be, where is l'chiyav? Al pesach beisai. Let it shine out into the street. It used to work in Zman Beis HaMikdash in the times of Gula. It goes to the Beis HaMikdash from the street to the house. The Beis HaMikdash's windows were now on the inside and wide on the outside. The light shone out from the public event to the private event. But in Golus, you lost it. You weren't using it properly. So now the avodah is in the private house in Eresh Beis Yisrael, and let it shine out. Let it, al Pesach, let it be Pesach Asamach L'Rishus HaRabim. Let it be on the gate. It's supposed to be according to Tosfos by the Chatzer. Let it shine out from the bayis. Let us have beautiful batim, full of kedusha and tara that shine out into the streets. If it's Shas Sakana, it's a time that the street is so treif and so defiled that it can't go out into the street. But let it be nonetheless in the bayis. Then you have the amal. Let it be in the bayis. Chach the bayis to be a strong makom Torah. If it's not a Shas Sakana, it's at all shayich. Then it should be al Pesach Chatzer. Let it go out into the street. Influence the gas. Influence your communities. That's the avodah of Chanukah. The avodah of Chanukah is to strengthen the batim. As the Gemara in Kedushin Rav Olba brings, that the Shechina is shayu al kol bayis ubayis. That Hashem, this is how he learns. Stand it. It's late, there's a whole second part. Belina Adil will continue the second part. We'll stop here. But this avodah of Chanukah, these two points of Chanukah, Belina Adil will continue the second point. There's a whole stuff on this from Rav Olba, but we'll continue the second point, Blue Nether, sometime this week. But the two Nakudas we have to mechazik, and this Nakuda of not being misrash of Avodas Hashem, serving Hashem with passion, our learning, our davening, our B'nam L'chaver, B'nam L'makam with passion, Hashemir Shabbos. Because in Klal Yisrael, they're talking a lot about a Maisa now. Well, Shabbos, this is the big talk around Klal Yisrael. Not coming to weigh in on the political different shittas, I don't know. Not coming to weigh in on the subject, there are bigger people than me speaking about it. But one nekud, you have to mechazken every year to serve in enthusiasm. Part of enthusiasm is diktuk ba'alocha. When there's mesiris nefesh, there's diktuk. When there's esrashlos, pochus ayoyser, mesiris nefesh is diktuk, is exact. When there's enthusiasm, if you're azoriz about something, mainly you mach on every point. What does mesiris Sharm say? What is zrizus? What's the next step after zrizus? Rabbi say? Nikios, what's Nikios? Hakvoda on every prat uprat. Zrizus is Rapilchas Ben Yoyer. Zrizus brings to Nikios. When there's enthusiasm, Nikios, what's Nikios? Naki from any chet, perfection. Nikios is dak min adak. Zrizus brings to Nikios. When there's a lack of Nikios, you can usually find there's a lack of Zrizus. If you see Chilul Shabbos, you see people driving a little too late. Amol, you see a bacher carrying a soda bottle after shkia ready. There's a lack of zrizus. There's a lack of enthusiasm. Tavayis Hashem. When there's enthusiasm, you wonder every halacha, every prat, every dictum. Zrizus, enthusiasm. Tavayis Hashem brings to nekius. So brayser pirchas ben yoyer. And our avoid is to re mechazik this Indian of enthusiasm. It's no coincidence. It's esh. Esh is fire. Is passion. It has to do with enthusiasm. That's the avoid of Chanukah. One avoida to re mechazik this avoid shevelev lahal lohedas. With enthusiasm, and the second akuda is the bias. It's the mechazik. Each one's achroi. Each one's achroi. We're all going to be berach. Beis Hashem. We'll all be bein batim. We'll all be builders of houses. We should all have big batim full of children. Beis Hashem and chashev houses. It should be molei Torah. Our avodas. Each house should be molei Torah. Another place the shechina shayra. That's the avodah. Ner Yeshu Beisai. And through that, we'll be zeichet to once again have the communal ur, to be zeichet to have the system the way it's supposed to be, the perfect batim, together with the perfect communal life, and based on English, once again, should be rebuilt.
Amen. Very big kids, sir. I'm going to speak to 12 now. I'm going to ask them at 12 o'clock. I'm going to go to Israel. 12 to 12:30, I asked them stamp to learn. And at 12:30, David Moses will say to Oshir. I just want a very big kiss on him, Rashir Talim. Everybody knows the basic Yisus Kasha. Why is Chanukah 8 days? It's really Rishayim Yisus Kasha. Chanukah should be 7 days, only 7 days of Nisim. Okay, don't look shocked. The Kasha you've heard before. Kids make you feel good as well. Kids, there's enough oil to last for 1 day, you see. So Nis was only for 7 days. 1 day was enough to last. So why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? So the Nis is only 7 days. Many answers I said. The answer that every year that I like chazering and I like in my mind focusing on, all the answers are good and beautiful and goyness and all different types of answers. But the answer I like focusing on, I'm sorry? The question is, there's enough oil for 1 day. It burnt 8 days. So it's only 7 days of Nes, a miracle. So why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? It's only 7 days of miracles. So the answer that I like, Pasha, that talks to me is the Ramban and Parashas Bayi. The purpose that Ramban says in Parashas Bayi of all Nisim is to awaken us. Teva is also an ace.
We walk around in a slumber. We walk in a sleep. Everything's an ace. We have our hands, we have our eyes, we fall asleep sometimes. So every once in a while, Hashem makes an ace to wake. So, b'davka, to make 8 days of Chanukah. Because 7 days of nays that awaken us, that 8 days of nays also. Tremendous thing to keep aware. The 7 days of nays are to wake us up that the 8 day of birth was also an ace. It's also from the Rabbanu Shalom. Now, the Beis HaLevi has mechtavim in the back of the Beis HaLevi on Alatayri, he has letters in the back. In the back is little mamarim. And the back he says, why is the earlier Daris had Nisim and we don't have Nisim now? The Gemara asks, is Kasha, the Beis HaLevi asks the same Kasha. Why don't we have Nisim today like they used to have in Amalga Daris? As many Nisim. And he says as follows. He says it's an inherent problem with an ace. An ace that kinyilu a problem to it is that an ace takes away Bechira. If a guy would do an Avera, and a hand would come out of the sky and go, patch him in the face, or give him a hand or give him malchus or something from the sky, we wouldn't have Bechira to do Nisim. Things would be too clear. It says Malachim, there are a lot of theories if Malachim had Bechira or not. The approach that many say about Malachim is things are so clear to them, they see Nisim, they see Yad Hashem so clear, they can't do Averis. When you see Nisim, it takes away Bechira. We're put in this world to have Bechira, to have choice. When you see too many Nisim, you lose choice. You see Hashem too clear, we're supposed to have a choice. Should we serve Hashem or not? If things are too begali, explain. If things are, so why back then? Zak Shloim is so why back then? So the Beis HaLevi is as follows. He says the Gemara of Chinuch ben Daisa had oil, he had water burnt. He said the same Hashem who said oil should burn, should have water burn. Sorry? Vinegar. Sorry, it's vinegar. It was vinegar. He said the same Rabbanu Shalom who said oil should burn, say vinegar should burn. What's the pshat? You don't have nisim. Why would you look like that to an ace? So the Beis HaLevi explains as follows. If a person has such clarity in nigla, in things that are hidden, when Hashem hides, if he sees Nisim, he sees Yad Hashem. When Teva happens, he sees Yad Hashem. So Rav Chanina ben Daisa said to Hashem, to me there's no inherent problem in an ace, because I see you every bit as much when the oil burns, when the vinegar burns. I didn't lose a mashu or bechira. I see you every bit as much in Teva as when you do an ace. So for me, there's no inherent problem in Esau. He's like that Nisim. He said, you're by the Shalom. What's the difference? If you just let the oil burn, I see you anyway. I see you burning the oil. I know you control Teva. I know it's you. I see you. So what's the difference? For me, vinegar burns. Hashem says, right, vinegar burns. And then Beis HaLevi said, the earlier Dara said Nisim, they saw so clearly the by the Shalom running events. See, might as well, you could have Nisim also. You won't lose any Bechira. It's Yadua and Brisk. It was a Messiah and Brisk. They're Mice. I have to go to Chaim Sher's Chabur. It's not time. I heard over one such Mice. There are many Mice said over. I heard one from a Pincus. Other Mice I've heard. The Brisk, based on the Brisk Rav, survived the Holocaust with Nisim Gluyim. Tremendous, tremendous Nisim. And it's Yadua. What he did was famous in the world. That he, when any time he came to a tzar, many yeshiva bachim use it now. Any time he came to a scary matziv, he focused on Einoid Mavadei. He totally focused on Einoid Mavadei, and he had tremendous mitzvahs, mitzvahs happened to the Brisker Rav. Stama, I always feel this is the Messiah of the Beis HaLevi, of the Zeda. This is the Messiah of the Beis HaLevi, Einoid Mavadei. I chap everything's your Rebbeinu Shlom. If I chap Einoid Mavadei, Melech Nebnisim. If I just see you, whatever happens, I know you, Mavad, I just see you. So give me Nisim, I'm not losing any Bechira. And that's the avoid of Chanukah, the avoid of any yontif which has an ace. One of the avoidus is an ace, when we think about it, when we contemplate the ace of that happened, that the Shevet for one day burnt 8 days. We contemplate the ace that has to awaken us in our minds, this emunah, that every single thing in the world is Yad Hashem. That's how the nace is to wake you up. The nace is to wake all of us up. To say that everything's yet, when you have something in our lives, in our personal lives that happened, that you see Ashkocha, Nerdik Ashkocha. It has to wake you up that every event in your life is Nerdik Ashkocha. And that's the void, and that's the teretz I want them to remember. You should remember all the two, you can see all the two, also this teretz. that we had 8 days of Chanukah, not seven, because the Nes wakens us up that even that 8th day when it was supposed to burn, that's all Yad Hashem also. And we push and make a yontov for that also, that's Vayit Yad Hashem. Good.
So according to the Ram, you can't tell what night it is. What's Mahadran? It's a very good child. Let's not discuss that child. But Mahadran is for every member of the household. Let's do that child, that excellent child. Great halacha shayla is Mahadran even for a kid who doesn't wish to have a. Is it for a member of the household or for a member of the house that isn't yet wish to have? Very totally in the shayla who's writing. Very, very intelligent shayla. But for right now, there's no old Rebbe Shimon. You don't know. You say we're not getting to that right now. Good, ultra test. Kids at Dwarf, we're not going to speak that around. We will speak that. We're not going to speak that. But the verse like this. According to the Rambam, what the place is in the Rambam? According to you, the Rambam, that Mahadran is life for every member of the household. And Mahadran is do both. Life for every member of the household and add one every night. So you can't tell what night it is. That's what the Rambam, So therefore, I'm sorry? Good, he's held, you still can't go in either of this. I'll discuss that kind of. See, Shloimeh, this I'll discuss, and that's very relevant. Shloimeh said, what's nice to ask on the Rambam? Why can't you tell what night it is? Separate the menorahs. The answer is, the halacha is where you mechuyev put the menorah. You mechuyev put the menorah on the doorstep of the chatzar. The chatzar goes out into the, not from your house to the chatzar. They use their house to open the chatzar, and the chatzar, the courtyard was open to Rosh Hashanah. The menorah is supposed to go from the chatzar to Rosh Hashanah. And it has to be within one tefach of that door space. So you have a very limited area to put the menorah. You can't separate the menorah. The Paiskim Taka say today, even Taisus would agree, the Ramas even Taisus would agree to light a lot of candles, because today we light indoors, separate them. Put one here, one there. And this is going all the Iker the Din, the Ramah Taisus says, after being in the same place, you won't be able to tell what night it is. Rebbe Mitzvi Taylor, according to Taisus, what do you do? Mahaj is one, the first night, two, the second night, three, the third night, four. Rebbe Mitzvi Taylor. So on the fourth night, you got four candles, so you can tell what night it is. Maybe it's not the fourth night. Maybe he's really just doing Mahajan. He has four kids in his family, and it's the first night. Even if he does, you can't tell what night it is. Maybe it's the first night, he has four kids in his family. How do you know if he's doing Mahajan? That's his whole time on the Rambam. His whole time on the Rambam is you can't tell what night it is.
Really,
so I want to say, maybe what? So I believe pshat. There's a lot of sevens. What I believe is the emes of pshat is that avada. When Tais was asking on the Rambam, on the fourth night you light 16 candles because you have four nights. According to the Rambam, four kids, four people in the family, fourth night, 16 candles, fourth night. So Tais says the Rambam, you're not gonna know what night it is. You don't know how many kids there are. Maybe you really the 16th night, and who knows? You can't know night. He doesn't mean because you're trying to tell people what night it is. The guy passing by could be a very intelligent guy. He might know you, be a friend of the family, knows how many kids you are. The point Tais is saying to the Rambam is lighting 16 candles doesn't express properly what night it is. It's not a point of anybody making a mistake. The guy passing by says, I don't know what night it is. Maybe it's the second night, he has eight kids in his family. That's not the point. The point is, nothing about 16 expresses what night it is. It's not expressed what night. When you light four candles the fourth night, you express one night. A guy passed the question, maybe you're not doing Mahajan or Mahajan, maybe you did Mahajan. There's a lot of maybes you could say. Maybe I'm not lighting their Hanukkah, maybe it's time to put four candles because it's time, he lights candles. I can't tell you everything. The point is, it is a proper expression of the night because you have four candles. On the Rambam, 16 is not an expression of the night. That's what he's saying from the Rambam. It doesn't clearly express, you have not expressed what night is. Not that the guy might make a mistake, you haven't expressed the night. You're right, you have four kids, it doesn't express, that's what I believe Pshat is. The Kasha is an intelligent Kasha, but I believe that's a Kasha Pshat.
If you have 10 kids?
Sorry, according to Tyson, just like one, the first night, second, third, according to Tyson. That's Namakon, that's Ezi Witelski's bomb Kasha, is that the guy has 10 kids, so Mahajan and Mahajan comes out less than Mahajan. It's like, which guy would do Mahajan? Who is Mahajan exactly talking to? Like, not relevant to why would the guy be Mahajan? He's like, he's a makbid not to be too frum. It's like, no, because he only does Mahajan.
Pakistan, but you have to know also, by saying, if anybody's a quick parent, I'll let Daniel Dover have to leave. Does anybody have a shot? This is for Ireland. Why here, this is for, where do you see this Mahajim? Is it, first is a Shiloh, where the question is Ireland. There's a mitzvah on all mitzvahs, Zek, Kehli, Van Vey. Do mitzvahs beautiful. Is this how Zek, Kehli, Van Vey, Mahajim? Every mitzvah is supposed to do very nicely. Is Mahajim? Why is the Mars here? The Mars tell me how to do it? I'm a smart guy. I'll figure it out. I've got a beautiful candle. Also, you have to know it's very different than the Hidr. Hidr mitzvah is to take the Chesed Shel mitzvah. You take the lulav and you have a beautiful lulav. Take the Esrog and put the Esrog. Hidr mitzvah is not to do more. Hidr mitzvah is to take two Esrog. What?
The first one is
So Gabriel says a great shot. Listen to Gabriel Tainis. Gabriel Solo says the mitzvah is not the nair. The chetzish is a reason for chat. The chetzish of mitzvah is the pierce manes. And the hidden reason is the fires and the nays better. Kum dais the chetzish of mitzvah is not the nair. If that's true, say eating another nair is not a mahajit, it's not a hidden mitzvah. I'm not the hard of that mitzvah, I did another mitzvah. Zakav Yosef, the Chetzish Shel mitzvah is the Pierce Manes. That's the mitzvah. The Nair is only a chetimz to do the Chetzish Shel mitzvah. But if you're better in the fire same, it's a hidder in the Pierceum. Love this. It's a good smarter. So the brother should be Lahad and Nashah Hanukkah. The brother should be the fire same mitzvah standard. It's only a chetimz, it's a good cash. The pshuta, the mitzvah do Allah is nair, but this Allah is nair. Where do you find it's a hidden mitzvah? Elamai doesn't hidden mitzvah. Rashi's lashon mahadrin. Rashi says a mahadr achar mitzvahs. Somebody who's running after mitzvahs. That's not such a hidden. Hidden is beautiful. Rashi's taiches mahadrin. Ha mahadr achar. Rashi's taiches is different than mahadrin. And Rashi doesn't sound like it's Zekhev Maveyu. Yen Shlod, if the mitzvah is Hidr mitzvah, and if it's not Zekhev Maveyu, where do you find this? If it's Zekhev Maveyu, why is it more expressing it? Who of these need beer?